Hello, my name is Gustavo and I'm calling from Opinion Research. This evening we are conducting a public opinion survey in your community and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer in a political campaign?
No.
Thank you so much. As you may know, very few people actually vote in primary elections. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the primary elections for U.S. Senate, Florida State Legislature, and local offices in Monroe County, like County Commission on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. Or I am not registered to vote.
Definitely voting.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered?
Democrat.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? Hispanic, Asian, Asian American, white, Caucasian, African American, black?
White.
Thank you. What is your age?
59.
Thank you so much. And generally speaking, would you say things in Monroe County are going in the right direction or have they gotten off on the wrong track?
Wrong track.
Thanks. And from the following list, which issues should your local elected officials in Monroe County focus on most to help you and your family? Protecting the environment, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, crime and public safety, overdevelopment, illegal immigration, affordable housing, taxes and county government spending, property insurance costs, traffic and congestion, or hurricane and flooding preparation?
Property insurance.
Thank you so much. You will now be giving a list of some public officials in Monroe County and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of the person, you can indicate that as well. And starting with Donald Trump, for you, is favorable or unfavorable?
No opinion.
Thank you. Melissa Tomey?
No opinion.
Ron DeSantis?
Favorable.
And for you, is very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
Thanks. Joe Biden?
No opinion.
Holly Merrill Rashin?
Favorable.
And for you, is very or somewhat favorable?
Very.
Thank you. Rick Ramsey?
Very favorable.
And Paul Wunderlich?
No opinion.
Thank you so much. Thinking ahead, if the primary election for Monroe County Commissioner were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Holly Merrill Rashin, a Republican candidate. Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate. Or Melissa Tomey, a Republican candidate.
Rashin.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Merrill Rashin, a Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. As you may have noticed, the upcoming election for Monroe County Commissioner has three Republicans running against one another. There will not be a Democrat on the ballot since no Democrat decided to run in this race. This means one of these three Republicans will win the election, which comes closer to your view. I could never vote for Republican candidates, even if I don't have a choice to vote for a Democratic candidate. I would probably leave this race blank on my ballot, or I would probably vote for one of these three Republican candidates, depending on which one I like better when I learn more about them.
Probably vote.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job that the Holly Merrill Rashin is doing as your county commissioner?
Approve.
And is that strongly or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you. All other things being equal, which of the following candidates would you be more likely to support in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate who has never held elected office and wants to bring a fresh perspective to reform county government, or a candidate who currently serves on the county commissioner and wants to use this experience to continue delivering for your community?
Currently serves.
Thank you. Do you think Monroe County is growing and developing too fast, too slowly, or about right?
About right.
And which of the following is more important to you when deciding your vote in the election for Monroe County Commission? A candidate's position on making Monroe County more affordable, lowering taxes and fighting crime, or a candidate's position on future development in Monroe County?
Affordable.
Thank you. Do you favor or oppose a plan to bring a Publix grocery store to Tavernier along with 86 units of workforce housing?
No opinion.
And as you may know, Monroe County has taken on major infrastructure projects to reduce flooding and replace the aging Trauma Star helicopters, which airlift critically injured patients to trauma hospitals in Miami during emergencies. To pay for these projects, property taxes were raised by about $11 per month for the average Monroe County homeowner. Which of the following comes closer to your opinion? During these challenging times, we should not be raising taxes. Homeowners already pay enough in taxes, and while Monroe County has many pressing needs, we should be cutting spending elsewhere to pay for infrastructure improvements or hold off on them until this affordability crisis gets better. Or with the rapid growth occurring in Monroe County, on top of it being a major tourist destination, I understand the need to slightly increase property taxes to pay for necessary infrastructure improvements. Monroe County still has one of the lowest property tax rates in Florida.
Second one.
Thank you so much. And if you knew the following statements about Holy Mary Rashine were true, would each make you more likely or less likely to vote for Holy Mary Rashine in the primary election for Monroe County Commission? If each would make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Holy Mary Rashine has worked to support Monroe County's tourism industry in a responsible way that protects the interests of communities and long-time residents. Rashine has increased transparency by holding more public meetings and has fought to ensure that that Monroe County residents are given priority for business and hospitality applications. And is that it makes you more or less likely to vote for him?
More.
And is that much more or somewhat more likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. And now, during this talk, tough times, Holy Mary Rashine voted to increase wasteful county government spending and voted to raise taxes by millions of dollars on working and middle-class homeowners. This makes you more likely or less likely?
Less.
Is that somewhat less or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Holy Mary Rashine is a lobbyist for a disaster response company that has business before Monroe County and receives taxpayer dollars, creating a conflict of interest. It makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Less.
Is that somewhat less or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. With high housing costs and the lack of options for so many, Holy Mary Rashine supports efforts to build more affordable housing in Monroe County. It makes you more likely or less likely?
More likely.
Is that much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you so much. Holy Mary Rashine is endorsed by Sheriff Rick Ramsey because Rashine has always worked to ensure law enforcement has the resources they need to keep your community safe. After hearing this, would you say it's more likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat more likely?
Much more.
Thank you so much. Holly Meryl Rashine believes that developments need to be slowed down until our roads and infrastructure catch up to the amount of growth Monroe County is experiencing in order to protect quality of life. It makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Somewhat more likely.
Thank you so much. And these are the two last ones for this. Holly Rashine understands that a healthy environment makes Monroe County's economy strong. Rashine has prioritized water quality improvements for projects, coral reef and Everglades restoration, and protected commercial fishermen because so many depend on these natural resources for their livelihood. It makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her?
Much more likely.
Thank you. And Holly Meryl Rashine is a career politician whose campaign is being funded by big developers and special interest lobbyists. Rashine has been a rubber stamp for their agenda that will pave over every inch of the keys and harm our quality of life. It makes you more likely or less likely?
Somewhat less.
Thank you so much. And before to continue, let me tell you that we have completed the 83% of the survey. There is just a few more questions. Now, taking into account everything you just heard, if the primary elections for Monroe County Commission were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Holly Meryl Rashine, a Republican candidate, Paul Wunderlich, a Republican candidate, or Melissa Ptolemy, a Republican candidate?
Rashine.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Holly Meryl Rashine, a Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you so much. You will now be asking a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. How long have you lived in Monroe County? 5 years or less? Between 6 and 10 years? Between 11 and 20 years? Or more than 20 years? All your life?
All my life.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you so much. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school, college graduate with an associate's or 2-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or 4-year degree, or postgraduate degree?
Postgraduate.
Thank you so much. In that way, we have concluded the survey. I really thank you so much for your time and for your help. And, well, hope you have a wonderful day.
Who's doing the survey? What's the name of the company?
This company's name is Opinion Research.
Okay. Opinion Research? Okay, just curious.
Mr. Research. Uh-huh.
What is it?
It is called Mental Research too.
Mental Research?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Have a great night. Goodbye.
All right, bye.